part two. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. TTN ad hoc episode.
With special guest Pauly B from Punky Radio.
This is pussy.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Pauly B. This is going to be stupid, though, because the first bit we did, normally your part one kind of introduces the pair of you, but the part one that we've already done hasn't introduced the main protagonist in the normal show.
Right.
He's here for the first time now.
Because he's like a fucking drunkard.
We need to cover that and explain that, what has happened.
I feel like he's our guest in some ways.
Right.
I'm so embarrassed by my, I don't even know what you'd call it. My lack of manliness, I guess.
Your half-pint wetness.
Yeah. I had a couple of scotches and a couple of beers, and I was done.
And then you were up for a fight in the Beacon Tap.
Was I?
Yeah, you eyeballed some dude.
Yeah, and he walked away from us, didn't he? We said, right, we're going now. And didn't he just walk over and just stare at someone randomly for a bit and then stagger out again?
Like, oh, great, here we go.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody say bleed. No, maybe I was looking at some chick
or
something.
You stared down some dude with a do-rag on.
Get out of here.
You did. And then you came here and started going.
Well, I tried to do that. I figured, and that was my first experience with that. Now I see why bulimia is so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just pop the finger back there and you can start horking. But none of the alcohol came up. It had already been absorbed in my intestines, John.
Oof.
Yeah, so the room started spinning, and I think you recorded some of that, so maybe we can drop that in to part three.
Is that how that's working? Might that not already have been out?
Well, I don't think the link, it's already out there, but I don't think there's a link, and it's not in our RSS feed.
RSS. Not yet.
RSS.
Right.
Your arse feed.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare having to deal with you. But
who, me? What do you mean?
Scott.
It wasn't.
It was a nightmare.
It was certainly a nightmare for the proper Mrs. Edwards, who had to stand in and now regrets it already.
She regrets it?
She regrets it, yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
She said, she said, it's all right. John said that he's gonna delete that part, and then we're just going to do it again today. And I said, well, according to John, it's already up there. She went, no, you're joking. No, you can't. My voice. You can't listen to my voice.
All right. We talked about, I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
The proper Mrs. Edwards does not like her own voice.
Yeah, Mr. Compost Mentis over there.
What? Is that another slang term? Urban Dictionary? Compostamentis?
Well, no, I just added the T onto compostamentis. You know what compostamentis is, don't you?
I have no idea.
You skeptics have got no appreciation of Latin.
None.
No.
No, compostamentis.
E pluribus unum.
Yeah, that's it. That was about half past four.
What time is it? Actually, it's five.
Compost. Oh, I was out by half an hour.
Now, one thing that I thought of right when you started episode two, John, was we did get some new comments, and it is traditional for the guests to read comments.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you print them out?
I did not, no.
Oh,
well, should I guess them then?
Yeah, just read what you got there, Paul.
All right.
But before we get into that...
Yeah.
I had an idea. Like, what I would like to do is interview the great Pauly B.
Okay.
Not only why he got into podcasting, but what led up to that. His relationship with Tony Hearn, how that developed. Also, I want to know, what else do I want to know?
We've covered all this in part one, haven't we?
Did you cover all of it? No, you asked the questions. Now, the proper Mrs. Edwards is here, but she is not mic'd up.
She is silent.
So I am referring to her.
It's a rare pleasure.
She nodded her head, yes. You read my brilliant questions.
No, only like two of them.
They were inspirational choices.
Yeah.
All right, now let's start out with Pauly B's history, and you may have talked about this yesterday. I didn't get a chance
to
listen.
This might be really boring.
To part one. But what we know about Pauly B, John, what do we know? He's from the UK, right?
Yeah.
I know that he went to college here.
Briefly.
He's a comedian.
Right.
He's a DJ. Is that it? Is that all we know?
I'm a published poet.
So how do you get into comedy? What is the is it something when you're little you think, you know, I see comedians, I want to be a comedian?
No.
Does it just evolve?
I had no desire to ever do stand-up comedy. I was going to be a marketing executive for Cadbury's because I figured if you can't sell chocolate, you're a fucking idiot.
Right.
It's got to be an easy job, yeah. And I was one of these really, really annoying guys that whenever someone's in a bar and they tell a joke and there's a bunch of guys standing around, you say, I've got a better joke than that one. I'm going to tell my joke. And I was like that, and I'd been like that for years, irritating people. And then someone came up to me in a bar at college and said, you think you're funny, don't you? I've heard you doing all those jokes and that. You think you're funny? And I went, yeah. And he said, well, we need an MC for a new comedy show we're starting. Would you like to do it? And I said, no. And he said, I'll give you £35 a week. And I went, all right then. So
money talks.
I just thought, yeah, because £35 in those days was about $8,000, I think.
Yeah, was it?
Something
no,
like that.
No,
yeah.
Come on.
Something like that.
So this is going on while you're still in college.
Yeah.
And then when does the transition to DJ occur as well?
Oh, well, years later. That was all. I'd always wanted to play music I liked on the radio.
So did you have a proper job?
What's a proper job?
Like a proper job, like a marketing job, like stupid stuff John and I do.
No, because by the time I left college, I was earning a living working full-time as a stand-up comic.
Wow.
So I didn't have to. Within 18 months, I was earning about as much as I earn now. It kind of leveled out very quickly, John. I found that plateau. I need to do something additional now.
The equilibrium.
It was the equilibrium, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you think about doing something additional, is that when the DJ stuff comes into play? Or?
Well, again, when I moved up to Sherwood Forest, we used to live amongst the hordes of Dick Turpin's highwaymen in Hitchin in Hertfordshire. But then I decided to move a bit further back in time and move up to Sherwood Forest. And when I moved up there, the local radio station were quite happy for me to go in and be a guest on an afternoon show.
Is that because of somebody you knew or somebody that saw your comedy act?
Well, I approached them. I said, look, I'm a comic that's moved into the town. If you ever want someone to be a bit funny on the show once in a while, why don't you give me a ring and I'll just pop in and do anything you like? Because I figured it would be good exposure for me and good practice for me. And after I did that a few times, the boss of the station said, I really like the way that you do broadcasting. Can I interest you in maybe doing a show on the station? And basically, I said, no, fuck off, because all the music you play is shit. And he said, well, we can maybe work something out that you don't do the playlist, the station playlist. You play whatever you want. Well, that sounds better. So we tried that. So I started a show that it was an hour long when it started. It's now 3 hours long.
And your pay increased three times, right?
No, it halved. because sales were bad. Not for that show, just for the whole thing. So I do that three-hour radio show. I've been doing that for 2.5 years, 2 years, something like that. And I've had the most fun. You know, it was once I started doing that, I was kind of thinking, why was I bothering doing all that stand-up comedy for 14 years when I could have been playing records? But now it's got that I love doing stand-up and I love doing a radio show. The way that the podcast came about, Punky, was I was already making the punk show and someone came up to me again and said, have you heard of podcasting? You should do one, Paul. But it was someone who had seen me do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything about the music. And he said, I think you could do a really, really good one. All the ones I've listened to so far seem to be stoners from Chicago being shit. He said, no, he did actually say that.
He did,
right? He said there seems to be two sorts. He said, there seems to be a load of American comics who aren't very funny. And then you get all these weird things like, what the actual phrase was, he said, like, for example, this morning I was listening to two stoners from Chicago. Now, I don't know which two it was, but I like to think it might have been you. And you might, in fact, have been the reason that I'm podcasting now, because he said, we've got to be able to get something better than this, and Paul's the man for the job.
Hey, man, what's up? So, give me some fries, dude.
Some Cheetos, man.
I'm fucking stoned to the max.
Yeah, that does sound like the way he described it.
So
yeah.
now this person approaches you and says podcasting. So
yeah. So then I thought, right, I'm going to find out about this podcasting lark. It sounds like it might be a bit technical. Who do I know? Who's a bit technical?
Tony Hearn.
Kinblurred. Tony Hearn.
And that's
so he'd already started being my co-host on the 3-hour alternative music show that I do. So I mentioned it to him and said, can you just make a few inquiries, see how difficult this is going to be to set up? And he looked into it and said, well, look, I can do it. We can maybe sort it out. And I said, well, obviously, if you're going to do all the work for it, I'm going to want you on the show as well. In some capacity.
Yeah.
So that's how it's worked out.
When you say co-host for your radio show,
yeah,
how did that evolve? Were you the one who said, hey, I need a co-host?
No. How that evolved was that when I started doing the show, I got this other local bloke to come in and do a gig diary each week of all the local bands that were playing, where they were playing, etc., on the show. And he didn't like the 15-mile journey he had to make every week and dropped out after about a year. I needed someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony was the first person I thought of, basically.
How'd you know Tony?
He was there at the time. Well, we first got to know him after my wife, the proper Mrs. Edwards, had gone into music reviewing, and she reviewed a gig that they were on at. And
was it a good review?
Really bad. Really bad. He basically said that they're not bad, but the singer's terrible, and the singer's got no personality, and the band are quite good, but the singer's just rubbish. And went on and on, and Tony's the fucking singer.
So did like, your first interview go something like this with Tony?
Do you suck dicks?
Well,
that's about it.
Well, no, because I could tell that as soon as he walked in.
Are you a peanut fucker?
No, Peter Puffer, peanut fucker.
We're doing this bloody Time Lord thing again, aren't we? Because that happened last night, and yeah, I didn't know what you were saying.
What the fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking.
I have no idea what he said.
Oh, then. I thought that was part of his interview.
So I was expecting to maybe see the lovely Erica down here today. I thought she was going to be coming over.
We could probably get a hold of her and have her meet us downtown.
That'd be cool.
Oh, right.
Right.
Right. Right again, Scott.
I might have just put myself under a lot of pressure there, though.
I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Pauly B.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you here, Pauly B.
Thank you.
I'm doing my best Mike D impression.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, so now getting back to the podcasting. Now, the radio show, here in the States, we have the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission.
Cocksuckers.
Right. And they decide that you can't say the 7-word shit, fuck, cunt, butt, ass, whatever they
are. Can't say this.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
And they even went a step further and they said you can't even have explicit content. If it's, and they have really weird wording around it, decency standards of the community and all this bullshit. And that was fine. If somebody stepped out of line, they would get slapped on the wrist with a small fine. But now they've upped everything by millions of dollars.
Millions.
And what's happening, I thought what would happen is the corporations would stand behind their talent and they would take it to the Supreme Court.
Say, fuck
And it
off.
Would be a free speech issue, and they would win. But what's happening is the corporations are saying, we don't even want to deal with this. And they're pulling all those people. And so radio in America is just becoming...
bland.
Really, really bland. Now, in the UK, do you have the same type of restrictions, I guess, on what you can and can't talk about?
No, it's a fairly lawless society.
That's what I've understood. I mean, it's been around for a long time. But
You can't get away with extreme content on the radio at any time. But there are commercial stations that are quite big stations as well, that do have varied musical content, and as a result, the jocks are varied as well. It's still the daytime on most regular stations. You can be flicking around and not know you've gone to a different station. It's just very bland, very middle of the road chart music and a few oldies, and that's it.
Well, is that because
nighttime it all changes?
Oh, at nighttime it changes. Yeah. But now,
it does here too. After 10 o'clock, you can just about do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, there's Love Line and all that stuff where 13-year-olds call in and, you know, ask about pimples on their penises and stuff.
And how do you know so much about that?
Because I'm one of those 13-year-olds.
Hi, I'm Scott. I'm 13-year-old. I have a pimple on my penis.
I pretend I am, yeah.
That is one big pile of shit.
To get into podcasting or to do podcasting,
Jesus Christ,
is because there's certain things you can't do on the radio. That
what are you fucking David Letterman?
Yeah, I'm fucking David Letterman. That's what I'm doing from the behind. That's what I'm doing, John.
Yeah.
Can I ask my question?
I don't know. Give it a try.
So, do you get into podcasting because you have these restrictions on the radio? Is that why? Because I think 3 hours on the radio, that's Is it weekly? Is it nightly?
Oh, I don't know, but I've got a headache in my eye.
John, just be quiet. Let him do it himself, okay? Just let him do it himself.
No, it's 3 hours of quality alternative punk, psychobilly, ska and goth with quality chat in between with myself and Mr. Kittenblood, Manly Camp Butch Tony Hearn.
So, you lovely fellas.
But
with adverts, local adverts.
Local adverts.
The local ads are great.
You still, and then after the radio show, do you do the podcast?
We did the podcast after.
And is it just to, because the podcasting is worldwide, or is it less restrictive and you can do more things?
Well, we play, I mean, most of the stuff we play on our show, on our 3-hour radio show, isn't pod safe, it's licensed. So we're playing whatever we want. But I do get annoyed that you can't, in commercial radio in the UK, play songs with explicit lyrics, because a lot of the music that I like has got explicit lyrics. So when we came to deciding the podcast, I thought, this is a perfect opportunity to play what the fucking hell we want and talk about it as such as well, mm-hmm. and get some music out there that wasn't out there before.
And say, fuck.
Most of the songs that we play on the podcast, well, not most, but I'd say maybe 50%, have never been broadcast in any form at all ever before we pick them up.
Right, so it's more of an exposure thing, it's something that you love.
Yeah, it's something that I love, that I want to get out of. I want every single available person in the world to listen to our podcast so that they can then go away having heard the music we've played on it and buy the CDs to help the bands out.
Well,
that's the reason for it.
I believe that will happen.
I hope so.
John?
What?
Well, see, that's what I'm like with fucking Tony. It's like having an extra Tony in the room right now. It's like you make a really big point.
Well, Jesus Christ, he's going on forever. It's like,
what's your fucking point?
That's all I want to know.
What's your fucking point?
Yeah, he's got no, get on with it.
He's got no patience.
Fuck face.
All right, now, when we talk about that,
I got a short attention span. I got an attention span like a fucking fly.
Now, John, I emailed you some audio. Do you have those available?
Yes, I think I do. I think I can find it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me when we talk about you want everybody to listen to you, and one way to do that is to get votes, and it's admirable what you're doing. Vote for us and make
you're a fag. You know that
he's such a hypocrite,
aren't I? And
don't vote for us anymore. We don't like the votes. Vote for us, please.
Vote for us, and a lot of your voters leave comments.
Yeah.
And they're very intelligent comments.
Some are.
But then you got these other podcasts. So go ahead there, John, and play. This is the file name. It's called Punky 01 Podcast. You remember these guys?
Yeah.
You're listening to the TR Connection Podcast. This is Roger.
This is brilliant.
This episode of the Toddcast could be called Someone Anyone, because we're turning over the mic to several other podcasts that feature TR-related material.
TR, and he's referring to Todd Rundgren.
Podcasters playing the
Toddcast. And this was the number one podcast in music for two or three months in a row.
Makes my fucking blood boil.
Because of proxy voting. They had like
fucking proxy voting.
300 votes in the first day, no comments.
And then it just vanished again.
And it's still out there. They get like one vote a month.
They hold legitimate podcasts out of the limelight, of whatever little limelight there is. It's being pushed out by people cheating, and I do feel really strongly about it. So that's why we encourage all of our listeners to vote as often as we can, because they're proper votes from legitimate listeners that reflect how the show is doing. Not some fucking git who knows how to use a computer.
Yeah,
right.
And he's fixing a vote. So you think that there was something about, there's that, the Jason show or something that, that had come out. I mean, I haven't heard it, but that's the proof. I haven't heard it. Neither's anyone else. Right. It's in the top 10 at fucking Podcast Alley. Well, dirty, cheating bastards.
Yes.
The Toddcast no longer. Then, John, there's another clip. Maybe you can follow my naming convention so I don't have to say what it is, so it could be more of a surprise. And we could listen to a sample of that podcast.
What naming convention? What do you mean? They're not in that order, dude. And I don't have your list in front of me.
What the fuck is a naming convention?
A naming convention. It's like when we talk about the date, you know.
Yeah. It's right.
You want to have the date in a certain order so it shows up.
Get up with it. Get on with it.
Go ahead and play Punky O2. And it starts with an E. Punky O2E. You got that one?
Oh, what? Coming
here, anyways, let me just explain a little of what we are. First of all, thanks for downloading our podcast. What we're trying to do here at Crybaby Emo Kids, is basically feature bands that are not so famous. The Kids unsigned bands and the
This is admirable. Wait a minute. This is admirable. This is the same mission statement.
Pauly B has. Pretty famous bands as well. So if you think that we're just going to be playing indie artists, no, we're going to be playing famous.
Hold on, Pez is coming up.
Well. So it's going to be a best of both worlds. And these are songs
I love that music
most
loop.
People like.
Yeah, we're also hoping
there's
that
Pez. See, Pez left RBPC and he went to this.
Straight out of the studio.
Oh, come on! You almost had me, you cocksucker. I'm sitting there like.
Hoping to contain all that.
Now get ready to pull your cans off.
So it's time for our second song. Here is Sousin with Bury Your Head, the acoustic version.
God damn it! Turn that shit! Jesus Christ!
I think we got a problem with our mic levels there, haven't we?
Now let's get... you've surpassed the Crybaby Emo Kids, I think last month.
They gave up. They gave up proxy voting, basically.
Did they give it up?
Yeah. I think they listened to...
After they heard our show.
They listened to one or two shows that maybe had a few things to say about them. And they gave up the proxy voting.
I think.
But you know, they do about as well as us at UK iTunes. We're kind of neck and neck with them at UK iTunes. So they've got a decent-sized listener base. Fuck knows why, but they have.
That's right.
All right, and then there's one more clip there, John. Now, we talked about the past, now let's talk about the future, and the future of Punky. And this next clip is Punky 03.
Hey,
Pauly B, this is your life.
With a V.
I didn't realize that my future was in your hands.
Starts with a V. It's not in your hands.
This is the ghost, Christmas Scott.
I'm going to theorize. Well, you are a Time Lord. Punky 03, and it starts with a V.
I mean, it's not, if you're looking for like a really dramatic... like Jared Hudson kind of thing. This probably wouldn't be a remix. It's a little more artsy than that. At least that's my take on it.
Artsy fartsy.
Is this Pauly B in the future?
I did enjoy it.
So
anyway, here's a clip. This is V to the X Power from the game Star Fox 64 by DZ Composer.
A little dead air there.
Dead air? Dead air's always good.
So wait a minute. They feature music from video games?
This is the podcast that's ahead of Punky in the music section.
Oh, my God.
Let me read their official name and description. The name is VJ DJ, the official Overclock Remix Podcast. Who even knows what that means?
Overcock.
Description.
Podcast Remix.
Pixie Trix and Zircon discuss the world of Overclocked Remix, a community dedicated to the appreciation and reinterpretation, John, of video game music.
Wow.
And they've got 15 comments and 20,000 votes.
Are you a peanut
Or something butter? Ridiculous like that as well.
Well, you don't even have to look at that ratio. Just read that description.
Yeah, but
who's listening to that?
They're at the top of that chart on the first of each month in minutes with 130, 140 votes. That's it. And again, it's just cheating. And it's not doing anyone any favours. It can't do them any favours because surely, yes, people out of curiosity will see them in the top 10 or whatever it is they're in. And they go, oh, I must listen to that show because look at how many people listen to it. And then they're going to listen to it once and go, that's a lot of fucking bollocks, isn't it?
It so, is. And then they think the same. Yeah. They think podcasting gets
That's it. That's my concern.
A bad name. It's like, oh, what the fuck is that?
That this great new thing gets lost to people very quickly because no one's thought up a way yet of actually having a system that can't be beaten. I suppose that's true across the board, though, but there's always going to be cheats.
Yeah.
I'm just quite happy to publicly fucking slay them.
To beat the cheats.
Yeah, but I'm not beating the cheese.
Well,
I beat the cheats.
We can call on TTN fans to try to...
Bands
you know,
and
we
fans
don't want
across
us,
the land.
We don't want votes, but go and vote for Punky because it's an admirable. It's admirable what
we really
Pauly B's trying to do.
No, you can't do that without the correct music behind you.
Oh, sorry.
Have you ever heard us do that without the correct music behind us? No, sir.
No, sir. I'm sorry. No.
Maybe we could do that in post.
Take that back.
All right. Yeah.
I took it back.
Ow! You took it back.
Ow! Ow! Right. All right. Let's see. We covered that. Okay, now, one thing I wanted to know. And this was difficult for me last night, John, is because we sat down and we were drinking.
Yeah, because you were doing this.
And I'm like, there's things I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about them here in this forum. I want to talk about them here in this forum. You know what I'm saying, John?
And I don't want to talk about them here.
You here. Do have a lovely studio.
Yes. So
you're very lucky.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is you're here with your lovely wife.
Yes,
I
am.
In the States. Now, what is the... Why? What's the trigger? What happened?
Cheap cigarettes.
Cheap cigarettes?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. No real other reason to come here.
It's just to get cheap cigarettes and ship them back. So while you're here, you might as well, you know.
You didn't finish up the number of jobs I have. I'm a stand-up comic.
Okay.
And I'm a DJ and I'm a podcaster.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an international tobacco smuggler.
International tobacco. You're world travel.
Tobacco smuggler.
We like coming
smuggler.
To the States. We come to the States once a year, pretty much.
Yeah.
We like coming here. It's a good country full of good people.
Now, this year, though...
What is this fucking... What are you, Mike Wallace?
I am Mike Wallace, fuckface.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm Mike Wallace.
This year is...
Hold on a second.
It seems to have
hold on.
A podcasting theme.
Give me
so
a minute
is this
here.
Your first podcasting trip? Because you went, you were in Canada, you saw
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you then. What?
Preston Buttons, you saw the word
Preston
whore.
Preston Buttons and the word whore. But we started off with the proof of the show that we do and why we do it, etc. Is the first person that we stayed with is a guy called Mike McGee from Montreal, Canada, who runs a ska punk label that he'd stumbled upon our show, sent us some CDs, a bit of dialogue ensued, and the next thing you know, he was up my ass. No.
Wait, we got some audio of that right here.
Thanks, yeah.
Broke it right off, huh?
No, the next thing you know, we have landed in Montreal and we're going to see the bloke. It's the wonderful world. Podcasting's made it such a small place.
It's true. It's pretty awesome.
There's people all over the world now that probably want me and Kerry to come and stay with them. Well, you never know. We might do.
Yeah, why not? Kerry's going, yeah, this is great.
She's going,
I'm having a great fucking time.
This is inspirational.
Have you gotten any feedback from the lovely wife about the trip yet?
About the trip?
About this trip.
All she said is it might have been nicer to have done a little less driving.
A little less driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we've covered quite a lot of that in that part one that you missed.
Right.
I'm not sure because I can't remember what I said in it because we were all steaming, but...
That is correct. Hold on.
Is anybody going to get the door or what?
You want me to get it? Should we send Carrie to get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send Carrie to get it.
There
yeah.
she goes.
She just said, is that the real door? Of course it's the real door. Of course it's the real door.
Just open it. It's right there. Right there. You see it? Yeah.
She's got it.
All right. Come on back.
That is three men childishly playing a joke on an innocent woman. Is that the real door? Yeah.
All right. Is that Phil? Hello? Hello?
Let me get my cans on. Make sure the saw levels are appropriate. And of course they always are, because, John, you're up for Producer of the Year.
Thank you. You all got right. your papers? You all set?
Yes, I'm all set.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Phil. I think you are the highlight of the show.
It's obviously a pleasure to meet you, Pauly B. The great, the great Pauly B.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Hold on. Before we turn it over to Phil, just one last question. Mike Wallace has for Pauly B. Yeah.
It's like, you know when Superman puts on his glasses and you're like, holy fuck, wow. Where did he go?
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's the same thing with Phil and Scott, it isn't is. It?
Scott is super cock.
He's super Phil.
Super cock.
Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
He loves the cock.
So what do you, you have your comedy, you have your DJing, and then podcasting.
And international tobacco smuggling.
And that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the future of podcasting, what do you see, specifically for Punky? Here's what I see. I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
Here's what I see.
So let's ask a question, and then shut up, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Once again, he sorts things out amongst himself.
No, see what I have to put up with?
No, I'm sorry. That's rude of me. That's rude. That's very septic of me. Go
you
ahead.
You can do this show without him.
No
provide
dude. No
the
dude.
Answer.
No dude.
To that question, and then I'll give you my answer.
No dude.
So where do you see Punky?
In the future. In 5 years' time? Where do you see
years?
Yourself in 5 years' time?
You see yourself doing it in 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I hope so. I hope okay. so. Because it has been the most fun job I've ever done. So I don't want to stop doing it.
Well, you call it a job. John and I call
it's
it a
work.
Reason to get out of the house. Yeah. Well, it's John is
yeah,
in his
well,
house.
Where am I going?
Yeah.
About it's, 16 steps down.
It's like yet another reason to go to the basement.
Yeah.
We discussed this briefly. We talked about when we were coming up on our 50th episode, wow, yeah. You think we'll go 100? And then John said 250, and I was like, 250? That's 5 years. Are we going to be doing that in 5 years?
Yeah,
I hope so.
As long as John stays away from the Jack Daniels, I think so, yeah.
Because
he is very confrontational.
I've never touched it since that night.
I think as long as Scott stays away from all alcohol, you've got to find
yeah,
a chance.
Yeah, no doubt. Jesus,
because he can't handle his fucking boot,
I can't.
That's for sure.
Well, my nickname, well, I can't give my nickname because it includes my last name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
And we want to have these fake last names.
No, it doesn't.
Last names,
I thought it's like, yeah, fake death.
So, like Eric Tomorrow, that's a cool fake last name.
Yeah, it's
you have any
it's
suggestions?
Really clever. No,
no. No, none at all?
None.
Oh.
Did you Scott
have you listened
Tology.
To I had a great idea, John.
We're quite
didn't like
happy
it.
With our real names, so.
How about Scatologist?
Well, and the reason.
Like Scat. Well, no. Scatology.
Well, how about Scott Free?
Scott
oh,
Free.
Oh, man. There
nice.
You go.
Because you've got off Scott Free.
Yeah.
And what you're all about is freedom and liberty.
Right.
And taking
right.
the piss out of homosexuals.
Scott Free.
And John and Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm John Aria.
John Aria.
John Aria. Yeah.
Scott Free and John Aria.
I really liked John Cast and Scott Pod, but he didn't like that.
No, that sounds fucking yeah. shit, mate.
What's the dog? What's going on here? What kind of studio is this?
It's Phil.
There's a dog barking.
Phil, get
Phil
off
get
that
bit?
Dog. Get off that dog.
Is he getting bit by the dog?
Phil.
He
Phil.
Ran out of here.
Phil.
I think he forgot his news.
Phil, you spoil that dog.
All right, then. Any other closing thoughts, John?
Train
before
wreck.
We turn it over to Phil McCracken Whitcomb?
Let's enjoy this train wreck right there. All right. Are we turning it over?
Are we?
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts?
You'll have to listen to the part one.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, John ran through the nominations. for Podcast Peer Awards. Is that it?
Yeah.
What is Punky nominated for?
Punky is nominated for music.
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 When they're at the top, man, they're just wiping up the
slate.
Yeah, but
you know, it's only the top of the nominations. It's not...
Of the total.
It's not like the voting's going to happen after the nominations happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? So... It's, we're very flattered to be doing rather well at the moment, but you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
are they going to handle the
get someone else?
Are they going to handle the voting the same way they handle the nominations, where you get a yes and a no vote, and a no negates the yes?
I believe
vote?
That is the vote.
I personally think they should just, once it goes through, I think they should just have a yes. I don't think you should be able to vote against a show that has already been nominated. If it's got the requisite
right
amount of whatever it is. Look, no fucking listener cares. These are podcast awards made by podcasters for podcasters.
Right.
So
right.
I wouldn't bother about it.
Right.
But when if
it's
you...
It's not open to the public. Is
but
it?
We still haven't figured out how to get the nominated TTN into our promo, but we will.
Oh, and then if downloaded.
We'll be absolutely shameless about it.
Right, right. That'll be the fun part.
No,
of it.
We'll have the fucking badge on the website saying nominated for Podcast Peer Award in Music, and we'll get in touch with all the local media and say we've been nominated for a global award.
Right, there you go.
It doesn't matter that it was you that put us forward. No, it was Prof Tom that put us forward.
Yeah,
and 14 or 15 people that we know that voted for. It's a global award.
It's a great absolutely, thing to it absolutely have. Is.
I worldwide.
Mean, we would love to win it. You know, it would be really brilliant to win it.
Inaugural.
It's by the Academy.
Yeah,
you know.
We'd love to.
And what? Let's say this evolves into the official Academy.
Then I would cry like a girl at the award ceremony. In fact, I'd cry like a girl stuck in a lift.
I'd like to thank John and Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the people for making it all possible when I said mention us and we'll mention you. And they mentioned us!
First, I'd like to thank God, my Lord and Savior.
No, just Scott.
Oh, well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
I'd like to thank John for the beer and Scott for the non-attendance over the last 48 hours.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, anytime. Good, yeah. I'm very good at that. It's something I'm good at.
And sleeping.
Yes. Yeah. And sleeping. So, Paulie B rolled into town yesterday.
Yep.
With the lovely wife.
Yep.
We went out for food and drink. John, you picked him up at the airport. And then you guys podcasted. I had to cut out. So then today, you guys rolled out of bed at what, noon?
Noonish.
Noon?
Noonish.
Went back to the Beacon because it was such an exquisite experience.
It was, yeah. It was mind-numbing.
And you've just been hanging out here, so I was able to roll into town after my nap. I got a nap.
Oh.
We were able to put part two together, and what's left, John? What's left on the itinerary for Paulie B?
We got...
We're going to go out and get hammered.
We're going out, get something to eat, and meet some other people.
Drink lots of beer.
And when we talk about meeting other people, there's do we want to mention those people?
Amber.
Amber.
She's now, a fan of the show.
Did you go to school with Amber, or how do you know Amber?
She's a Punky fan.
Punky fan?
She's a Punky fan.
You've never met her?
No, she's a Punky fan.
Wow. That'll be cool.
She just said, when you're in Chicago, it'd be really great if we could meet up. And there's her and a few of her friends that... They've regularly contributed to the show in some capacity or other.
Nice.
So it's not just like a stalking arrangement that Tony has.
And Prof Tom.
Yeah, that's more of a stalking arrangement.
Right. Well, and it is very exciting to meet fans. We've met two of them. Because
we only have like seven.
And Stefan.
50% of the audience.
Right. Yeah. Well, hold it. That's if you count us two as the audience. Right. So really, we met 100% of the audience. Well, not really. We got one more audience member to meet, and that would be Errol Wolf.
Right.
Yeah.
A sphincter says what?
And he's desperate to meet you as well.
And it is. It's fun. It's
You're
exciting.
Legends to Errol Wolf.
Really?
It's nice, though.
That's out of sight.
Well, the one thing I do have to ask Errol Wolf when we do meet is...
What's your real name?
What is up with RBPC? I didn't get that show. I like the production value.
Well, it's gone now. It doesn't matter.
I just didn't get it.
Write it out of history.
It's history.
It doesn't matter. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
Gone.
While it lasted, it was cool, but it's gone now.
The mediocre show, and they were saying that the Bastard Cast is gone.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've never listened to it.
Bastard Cast.
It's a bit late now. It's gone.
It's a bit late. It's gone.
So why talk about it?
Why dwell on it?
Right. Why dwell on it? But these things are falling. falling by the wayside.
Pod fade, they call it.
Pod fade.
Fade.
Pod fade.
So just by providing a consistent podcast and doing it for a long time, you would think that you would rise to the top.
I think if you stick at it, you'll do well.
Good production value and you have something to say.
If you do a good show, and it isn't just, like so many of the shows are, a couple of people sat around gassing, which is pretty much what we did in part one, and I thought it was a bit shit. Because there wasn't any content, there wasn't any
structure. Right.
Yeah, it's just two people talking because they can and being egotistical enough to think that other people want to listen to them.
Now that reminds me before we turn it over to Phil.
What?
The podcast. What happened to the podcast?
It is
Ixnay.
It's not allowed.
Not even to talk about.
No.
It's something that will never
see the light of day.
It will never see the light of day.
Okay, so we'll take that offline, and then I'll talk about it next show when
Paul is. That's cool, that's fine. I thought it was the best show we'd ever done, and it was in three parts.
It
like
was.
This one.
Yeah.
But the proper Mrs. Edwards always had vetoing rights over it.
Right, right. You mentioned that.
And she had the right of veto, and she used it. So that's it. Done.
But the one thing I liked about that show is there was narration, and then you dropped in the clips.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to think of a vehicle for us to copy that, steal that idea, which I'm sure has been done over and over again.
All you need is a dictaphone.
Right. A dick. You hear that, John? A dick
to phone.
Just get someone to ring up.
What the fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking.
Get special ed.
Right.
Right.
All right, Phil, let's get going, man. We got to roll. We got to run.
I'm really looking forward to this.
I'm ready when you are, but before I start now, John, I did have a lot of time to compile my news. I usually spend a lot more time doing this, but I got a call from Scott today saying if I could stop by. And of course, when I heard the great Paulie B was going to be here, I jumped at that chance, but I didn't have the appropriate amount of time to put a full newscast together.
Good.
And there you have it.
Good. Can I just say that? Good.
So thank that's it, is it?
God.
But I'm ready to go when you
all
are.
All right,
John.
Here we go.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
Our first story tonight! Calm down now. For our first story tonight, dog mauls large red cock. Water plants to have big red mounted and on display at their store. This is out of Oregon, John. A rooster off the hen house in the sky. Big red patrols the streets of Sheol, Oregon. The rooster, whose daily tours in Main Street brought national attention to this mid-Wilmette Valley town, died this week after getting mauled by a dog. The Rhode Island Red was attacked Tuesday afternoon while walking to his home at the Shield Feed and County Store. A dog leaped through the open window of the park car and pounced on Big Red, said Marina Hikala, who had cared for the bird with her husband, Audie. Next story, John. This is Israel to the United Nations. Attacks won't end until Hezbollah is disarmed, which is 2 days before never. Next story, John. Woman asked 9/11 to send cutie pie deputy. A woman who called 9/11. I'm sorry.
Called November 9th.
Yes, a woman who called 911, John, to get the cutest cop I've ever seen sent back to her home, got a date all right. A court date. The same sheriff deputy arrested her on charges of misuse of the emergency dispatch system. Thompson said Dudash, Lorna Jenna Dudash.
Is it a Dudash?
Called 911, asking that the cutie pie deputy return. He's the cutest cop I've seen in a long time. I just want to know his name. Dudash told the dispatcher.
Why are they always hillbillies?
Heck, it doesn't come very often a good man comes to your doorstep. After listening to some more, followed by a bit of silence, the dispatcher asked again why Dudash needed the deputy to return. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought he was cute. I'm 45 years old and I'd just like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911, she said.
Don't call the police station.
I know this is absolutely not in any way, shape, or form an emergency, but if you would give the officer my phone number and ask him to come back, that would be greatly appreciated. The deputy returned, verified that there was no emergency, and arrested her for misusing the 911 system.
Wow.
An offense punishable by a fine of up to several $1,000 and a year in jail. Next story, John. Holy hole in a donut, Batman. End of man. I'll start over. Scott, try to control yourself. Holy hole in a donut, Batman. Ed McMahon beats Robin as greatest sidekick ever. Greatest sidekick of all time, according to the Entertainment Weekly, and the issue hitting newsstands Monday, it's Johnny Carson's longtime couch warmer. Or is that crotch warmer? Ed McMahon, the magazine, picked what it deemed the all-time top 50 of second bananas. Want to guess? I'll give you the top five. You ready?
Second bananas.
Rounding out the top five in order, Robin, Batman's boy wonder, John. Jerry Seinfeld, pal George Costanza. Han Solo's buddy Chewbacca. And coming in at number five, Tony Herb. Kelly Bean's sidekick on Punky. Next story, John. And I pulled this story just for Pauly B. It's a story from the UK.
Oh, very nice.
Average British male spends £1,144 per year cultivating his beer gut. The average British male spends that much cultivating his beer gut, research shows. That equates to 5% of the average take-home pay spent on beer and post-booze snacks such as kebabs.
Wait a minute. According to Paulie's calculations of 35 pounds is $8,000 a week, that would be, what would that be?
A lot of money.
$24,000.
Let me say again, it's the 5% of the average take-home pay spent.
Yeah, that's about right.
5%.
24,000.
Yeah, that's about right.
The study by private medical insurer Pru Health, found salesmen are the biggest boozers, spending £1,560 per year on drink and snacks. Next story, John. Barbarolle's condition upgraded from glue to sticky, kind of like the floor on the New York taxi. Pauly B, are you familiar with Barbarolle?
No.
Barbarolle. Well, Barbarolle's condition was upgraded from glue to sticky, kind of like the floor of the New York taxi. Derby winner Barbarolle doing better, vet says. Barbarolle was doing much better Friday morning, a day after his veterinarian said the Kentucky Derby winner was a long shot to survive a potentially fatal hoof disease. Barbarolle was out of his sling for more than 12 hours yesterday, and he had a calm, restful night, sleeping on his side for more than 4 hours, John. You'll be happy to know. While his condition remains stable, it remains extremely serious. And this is our last story tonight, John. Lazy chefs serve raw Korean oysters to crowd at rugby match. Mass...
That's a recipe for disaster.
Mass diarrhea hilarity ensues. Chefs failing to read the labeling on boxes of Korean oysters have been blamed for hundreds of cases of food poisoning in a rugby match at Auckland's Eden Park last month. Pauly B, have you ever been to Auckland's Eden Park?
I haven't.
About 352 people develop norovirus. Resulting in nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, fever, and chills from eating the oysters, a report released by Auckland Regional Public Health Service today said. And that's the news, John.
All right, thanks, Phil.
And I am Phil McCracken with Cub with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, well, take it easy.
All right, then.
See you later.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
All right, get out. Get the fuck out.
I'm going to run upstairs and say goodbye.
Phil McCrackup with cum.
Bye.
Bye, fuckers.
All right.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
He is a great guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's very consistent.
When you work out how to make this show properly and you start doing it in just one part, I think he'll be the highlight of the end of it.
Yeah, why don't we do it in one part? We used to do it in one part.
Because you don't want to do it in one part.
Oh, yeah. It's me?
Yes, it is.
No, it's one part, but it's a 3-hour one part.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you need to tighten things up, myself.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Maybe if you drank less, you'd be able to sort it out.
Well, you know, Punky went from 20 minutes to, what, about an hour now.
Yeah, but ours went from 15 minutes when we had no one sending us anything in.
Right.
That's what I mean. Ours has only got longer as the listener involvement in the show has got longer, because it takes longer to get through everything. And as we've got involved in more things, like we didn't know anything about Podcast Alley when we started our show. And then we found out about that. So then we were getting people to vote and leave comments. So then we read out their comments, and that stretched things out a bit. Then the same thing happens with iTunes. And I'll let them speak. The same thing happens where we come up with something else. MySpace started. Suddenly, we're getting MySpace comments that we want to read out, so it takes longer.
Yeah.
And it stretches it all out. And we added a song, and I can exclusively reveal on this show...
Hold it, wait a minute.
...that when we get back, we're going to be extending the show again, and we're going to be adding an extra song. We're going to be playing
Five a week,
we'll be doing 5 a week rather than 4. So.
Wow.
That's and a TTN exclusive.
Exclusively reveal that on this
you
show.
You got to play the alarm.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's the...
Well, now
actually, it's a spoiler alert. But
when we talk about Punky in 5 years, do you see the show getting longer and longer and longer?
Yes, it'll have 6 songs.
6 songs in 5 years.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, you've been around for roughly...
I don't think it will. We've settled on between 45 minutes and an hour.
Have you done it for a year yet?
I think our anniversary show should be the first one when I get back from the States.
Yeah, because I can't tell with that fucked up dating used to name the files.
Well, do you know what, though? It's like, we know the date we started on, and when it happens again, we'll know it's a year.
Right.
So it's actually not that hard. You know, we didn't need it. We didn't need it to be catalogued too specifically. We're like, we must have done a year, because the first show was on July 27th last year.
July 27th last year.
And we've been doing
how
it
since I said
May.
That date out, because I'm in America, when in Rome, Scott, I said July 27th.
Yeah, but the thing is, when we talk about the future, and we talk about computers dominating our lives in the future, the date is going to have to be 2006, or in your case, 2005. July 27th. That's how it's going to have to read.
Big one, little one, really little one.
Right.
Big one, medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
Little.
So then when that's done, it'll fit in perfectly with time as well. And I am already a lord of time. So
you are the time lord.
So I'm
time
right.
Lord. Traveler.
I'm right.
No, you're a time lord, not a date lord. Time lord.
Hey, trust me, I am the date lord.
Now,
as well.
One last thing I wanted to ask you. The first time in Punky history, in almost a year, things got really heated on air when Tony ruined your joke.
I've explained off air to John all about this.
The bong joke.
I've explained to him all about this.
So what are you saying? You're not going to talk to me?
You can't fucking do it without me. You fuck up my joke.
You're sitting there
soaking without
like
me.
A 6-year-old.
That's quite right, too. I built that joke up and you just fucked it.
The backstory to that was that he had been crying like a girl for 3.5 hours before we'd even reached that point, all the way through the main show.
Oh, I see.
And he'd wound me up and wound me up and wound me up, and he was bringing nothing to the show. And if you listen to that show up to that point, he hardly gets involved in the show at all, because he was moaning about being tired. And he'd been moaning about being tired for hours. And I said, we've got a responsibility to the now thousands of listeners that we've got to not moan about being tired.
Fucking A.
And to try and do a good show. And he made no effort to do a good show. And that's why I got so angry with him.
But we're missing the funniest part. I've lost the will to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. I forgot
I'm
that
I'm losing
clip.
The will to live.
I've just lost the will to live.
It was interesting, because at that point I was actually gaining the will to kill him. So it was very close. I thought at that point he was going to just walk out of the studio and never come back. He was being such a fucking prick.
All right, so how do you resolve that situation? You end the show, and do you dress him down right there? Do you say, "Hey, here's what I need"?
I've tried that. That doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work. or do you just kind of ignore it, or do you...
I shouted, and he sulked. And that was it.
And then he showed up the next week.
And the next week he was fine, yeah, and he was great. And he said, look, because he'd said, you've been horrible to me all the way through this show, and I listened to it. And the only person making negative comments about his co-host in that show up to that point was Tony, who just didn't want to be there that night.
Yeah.
So that was why.
Now, I'm thinking of questions as we talk.
Holy shit.
Anyway, we gotta go. This has got to be a fucking another hour, hasn't it?
It is.
Last question. on our website, we're archiving everything. So if you want, you can go back and listen to the horrible first episode of TTN. Are you guys doing anything like that? Or do you just, if it drops out of your RSS feed, that's it?
We just leave... We leave the last 10 shows up.
Last 10 shows, that's it.
We've got the last 10
in
shows
in your SOL.
But we are planning to offer old shows in the future, but we haven't worked it out yet.
And I don't know how to refer to the show other than the fuck show. I think it was episode number 10. You don't do episodes. I don't know what the date was.
The fuck? What are you talking about?
The fuck show.
What was the fuck show?
The fuck show. I
what
don't have the clip.
What are you talking about?
I forgot to bring that clip too, and yeah. I don't want to paraphrase the great Pauly B.
But why was it called the fuck show?
It was called the fuck show because you had a little bit of fuck.
Then
a whole mess
that
of
one,
fuck.
Yeah. And then a big fucking lump of fuck to finish or something.
Right.
No, that was great, that show as well.
And now that show, and specifically, because you got into the whole pod safe, pod safe and what's not.
Some of our first shows weren't pod safe.
Was that one of them?
So we got rid of them. No, I think that one, I think we were already doing things by the book by then, I think. No, because one of the songs was, if you don't want to fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off.
Right.
Which I'd got off a CD in a magazine, and I hadn't approached them or anything, so...
I remember that.
Okay,
yeah, so
well,
I couldn't play... I shouldn't have played that one.
But now, as Punky's popularity grows, I'm assuming that a great number of your listeners are the actual musicians themselves and the bands.
No,
would you say so?
No. No, I don't think so.
You think it's all music fans?
No, I think the vast majority of our listeners are 15-year-olds living in middle America.
Probably right.
There is a percentage of fans or of people that listen to the show who are in bands, yeah.
And I guess the idea that I had is if my assumption would be that some of your listeners are from bands, that you just put out the call and you say, hey, somebody cover that song for me. And
I don't want to do that. I don't want to make people do extra work, do I?
Right, okay.
It's like we're getting stuff they've already done that they want to sell. And we want to sell it for them. We want to help them, you know. That's the thing. We don't want them to do extra work for us.
Yeah, because I was thinking we could do a version of that song.
Of which song?
If you don't want to fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off.
All right, I'll fuck off now.
all right, that's then. All the time we have, Scott, if
yes.
we can go now. I'd like to thank Pauly B and his lovely wife for making it out.
It's been a genuine pleasure to spend some time with you, John. But I'm not sure it's been such a pleasure to spend some time with that fuckwit half-band West Scott.
Oh, you'll find out tonight.
He could marry Tony Hearn.
I could. Really? I think John would get jealous.
It's been very lovely having us here. Thank you very much.
It's lovely, lovely.
Yes. Please listen to Punky.
Yes. Listen to Punky, one of our faves.
Right,
our favorite.
Let's go and get mullered then.
All right, let's do it.
All right, then.
All right, we're out of here. Bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.